right, man, tell me what you just said, dude.
Yo, man, come on.
What did you just say?
All right, so we're talking about Ferguson.
Right.
Celebrities, politicians, activists, whatever. How do you fix Ferguson is the question. Right? And we fix Ferguson in this... I got to get to my car, man. So,
all right.
Yeah. We fix Ferguson in the same way we fix Afghanistan, Gaza, Palestine, Chicago, and that is to stop. We have to stop and be open to the possibility that we have been brainwashed on every single level of our lives. Brainwashed with conditioned thoughts, thoughts that we have fought over, died over, killed over, gotten angry, sad, and depressed over.
Okay.
We're so loyal to these thoughts, right?
Right.
But we got to question them, because they were created by the culture that we were born in. Look at that word, culture that we were born in, right?
Okay, all right.
This culture taught us that race was real, and we believed it. It taught us that war and violence creates peace, and we believed it. It taught us that love was weakness, and we believed it. We ate it up, right? But open any history book, right? Any history book, and you'll notice a trend. Generation after generation, it's the same story over and over again. We've tried everything from politics to protests to rallies to riots to marches. None of it works.
Right.
These things create short-term results, not lasting solutions. And just because our parents or grandparents believed something or did something doesn't mean that we have to continue that cycle, man. Yo, this is our time right now. As I stand here right now, this is our time. Billions have come before us and billions will come after us. We have a chance right now to make a real difference. Or we could die doing the same thing that we've been doing over and over, expecting different results.
Right.
So the question then is, what have we not done? See, everybody's worried about changing this, changing that. What's on the outside, right? But we've forgotten about that which is looking outside, which is ourselves. Who are you? Is the question. Right?
Yeah.
Who are you in the deepest sense? I'm not talking about your race, your ethnicity, your heritage, your ancestry. I'm not even talking about your experiences or your memories. Who are you in the deepest sense?
Okay.
Because figure that out. Because there will never be external peace if there is not first internal peace. And once you figure that out, I promise you, the entire world will transform, will change. And more people find themselves, mankind has the opportunity to transform into kind man.
Right? Okay. All right.
So, you know, Jesus once said that forgive them, they know not what they do. And think about that. Forgive them, they know not what they do. They know not what they do because they know not who they are.
Okay. So, I like that.
A lot of people, they won't understand the words that I'm saying. They just won't hear it. They won't hear it. Some people will respond negatively. But for the few of you guys watching this, wherever you're watching this, I urge you to try it. Try to find out who you are inside of your body or what you are inside of your body. What do you got to lose? That's it.
All right, I appreciate it, man.
All right, bro.